Long Beach and, you know, FM and all the hip-hop. This is great. I love this. Ah, so nice. Anyway, here we go. This is the Jacksons and Show You The Way. It's like this. It's no good asking me to show you the way. I don't know if I'm Arthur or Martha the Samo, but I do know it's good to be back here at WABC with the best mix of your golden oldies. And now the Riding on the Coattail to Success Awards. And the nominees are Danny Minogue, Paula Yates, Linda McCartney, Hillary Clinton, and anybody who's been with Madonna. Shouldn't that be everybody? And the winner is... And the winner is Mrs. Margaret Ashley's husband.
Thank you. I love you.
Every trick in the book, with every step that you take. That's Lou Christie on WABC. We're gonna make you mine. I don't know if he's shuffled off his mortal coils or popped his rock and roll blue suede shoe clogs. Well, he's still with us. And I've got a feeling he's going around on those Revive 45 package shows, you know, the old 60s gubbins. I've worked on a couple of those. You see those rockers getting their Zimmer frames into a twist. In fact, the last one I did was with the Searchers and Jerry and the Pacemakers and Peter Sarsted. And I was co-host with the infamous Patrick Z. Foley. Ooh, and I'll tell you who else left with us. Ian Ross, who got very, you know, Roscoe, got very, 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 very tired and over-emotional about the whole affair. Why not? Here's Marvin Gaye on WABC with Let's Get It On, baby. Of course, coming back into the area, as it were, into, you know, the West Midlands, I know a lot of the places around here. I used to live in Bridgnorth. I popped up there yesterday, actually. I found it very interesting. There's a brand new wine bar in Bridgnorth, especially for masochists. That's right. During happy hour, they double the prices and play Danny Minogue records. No Danny Minogue records here, I can assure you. This is a Danny Minogue free zone on WABC, the best mix of golden oldies. That's all your Humberts. Ooh, deep, eh? You need water wings there. Lolita. He was a James Mason played him, didn't we? Didn't we? Didn't he, I should say. No, I wasn't there. Come on, get out of town. And Sue Lyons, was it? Shelley Winters? Shelley, is it? Why is it every disaster movie there is, Shelley Winters is a passenger? Have you noticed that? She's always there. Now, if I ever book into a sea cruise, a Mediterranean cruise, I'm going to check that passenger list like crazy. And if Shelley Winters' name's on it, I'm out of there. It's just my luck to look at the list and no Shelley Winters. Right, lovely. Oh, 2 weeks, Mediterranean cruise. And the plane she's on crashes into the boat that I'm on. Still, the price of love is a high price to pay. Riding along in my automobile. The best mix of golden oldies. WABC. And now, Porky's Revenge. Or Kenneth Clark, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, demonstrates his innate grasp of things fiscal.
1, 2, 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Easiest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
But Mr. Clark, what number are you really interested in?
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
WABC, the best mix of your golden oldies. Great tunes, great tunes, great music. I wish I was a listener, really. But, because I'm living down now in the land of the unknown fathers. The land of my fathers, that's it, Welsh Wales. And, you know, we're still catching up down there. I hate to say this, but we are still catching up. We just had the latest, or the first, Boney M record out. Oh, yeah. And the Partridge Family, well, they're just absolutely mega down that way. The OJs, never heard of them.
Mix of golden oldies, all oldies, WABC.
WABC. WABC with some great little tunes. 5 o'clock today, the Future Golden Oldies Show. That's a neat little title, isn't it? The Future Golden Oldies Show. 9 o'clock, The Magic of Motown. With Slick, Dave Meyer used to work on The Breakfast Show with David.
Oh, it's going back a bit.
11 o'clock, we got the love songs. Easy Golden Oldies. Ooh. I'd say this station is sounding good. Boy, it is sounding good. I've worked on a few of those radio stations. Actually, the first radio station I ever worked on, Marconi was doing breakfast and Lord Reith was doing overnight.
Chris Ashley, you'll ever hear Chris Ashley.
Your passport to a new...
of golden oldies, WABC.
Well, feeling my way in here at WABC. Good to be back in the saddle. Oh, I said I wouldn't mention that, didn't I? Yeah. Not a very pleasant thought, me actually stirruped and booted up, is it? Eh? But by gosh, it is crackerjack being here. And, good job you can't see. I'm glad this is radio, because you can't actually hear wrinkles or overweight, can you? Stacked a bit on since my old days here. I can't believe it. See, I figure that you've got a real problem. And there's a little tip for you from your ugly Uncle Ashley. If you're thinking, maybe I'm a tad overweight, well, I'll tell you what you do. Stand on a chair. Come on, stand on a chair, that's it. Right, okay. And then jump down very heavily. Jump down heavily, bang, like that. And if bits are still wobbling around, 30 seconds later, mayday. Well, I tell you what we'll do. We've got news coming up at 3 o'clock. And I'm just feeling my way a bit here. Oh, that's why I had to leave here last time, wasn't it? I'm just sort of... nutting a few things out, because we got the news, as I say, coming out at 3 on WABC. We've got the best mix of golden oldies, so I think what I'd better do is play a bit of music up to that time and get myself sorted out for the next hour. Look, if anything goes wrong at all, could you just step in? Just jump in a bit sharpish and play a couple of tunes, and we'll be all right. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. We'll do the edits afterwards.
Greatest hits of the 50s, 60s and 70s on 303 metres medium wave.
Serving the West Midlands.
WABC. The 3 o'clock news, this is Philippa Marr.